Good morning. Today we're going to do a halacha as it relates to Pesach in particular. There's a concept to start learning the halachas 30 days before Pesach, so we're already within the 30 days. We have an interesting question today. Is it permitted to complain about Pesach? Oh, there's so much to do. There's so much cleaning to do. It's such an effort. I don't have koyach. So is it permitted to complain about Pesach? So in fact, the Rokeach says as follows, Lo yomar kama torach Pesach. Somebody should not say, Pesach is such a tircha, is such a burden, and he rivals the Yerushalmi to prove this. A very interesting proof. He says as follows, Brasha Mahu Omer, this is a quote. We say it over, and the Haggadah is from the Pasuk. What does the Rasha say? He says, Ma'avoda azos lachem. What is all this work that you're doing? And it continues, Uma Torah, what's all of this burden? What are all these efforts that you're putting in? And that is the proof that the Rokeach brings, that we should not be complaining about Pesach. So the Chok Yaakov says as follows, that none of the poskim brought this as a psak, that you're not allowed to complain about Pesach. And he says, V'gam lo ra'isi no'agim lizar b'zai. I didn't see anyone who was careful to not complain about Pesach. Plenty of people complain about Pesach. So he explains that Yerushalmi as follows, nearly the Mefarshim, HaYerushalmi, they explain the Yerushalmi is not talking about somebody simply complaining about Pesach in general. He says, Dafka, specifically if somebody's complaining about the Korban Pesach itself, that is usher to say Mahavodah Azos Lachem when it comes to that, because that is a mitzvah midoraisa, and you're saying this mitzvah midoraisa is a burden to me. On the other hand, when people complain about Pesach, they are complaining specifically about the extra zehirus, how careful we have to be, or all the chumras and the extra shchumras that people do. Kama Torah, that's what the burden is. And accordingly, says the Chok Yaakov, Ein Kepeda, we do not have to be makbid, we don't have to be strict about this. So if it's complaining about a mitzvah meodil raisa, says the Chok Yaakov, that is obviously problematic, and that's what the Yerushalmi is talking about. But if it's complaining about how careful we have to be because of extra chumras, all the cleaning, etc., a lot of that is not necessarily mi'ikar adin, so we don't have to be makbid about it, and one would be allowed to complain. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav copies the language of the Chok Yaakov, that explanation of the Chok Yaakov, del Reises, don't complain about other things, not in Isra and Kepeda, you don't have to be strict about it. And he says that the Chok Yaakov is being melamed zchus. He is finding merit in those that do this, meaning he's explaining that it's not that it's an Isra per se, but it doesn't mean that it's a great thing to do. So that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav who brought the Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov was the explanation saying you have to distinguish between something that's derisus, talking about the Korban Pesach, that you can't complain about, but other things you can't complain about. And the Shulchan Aruch says that's just a limud schus. And accordingly, the Birkas of Pesach says as follows, from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains that Chok Yaakov as a limud schus, mashma dezeraks limud schus, it's just a limud schus, v'ashrei misha nizar bazeh, and praiseworthy is one who is careful to not complain about Pesach, even about the added chumras and the required cleaning or the additional cleaning that we do. Somebody who doesn't complain whatsoever, Ashrei, that is a praiseworthy thing. Have a wonderful day.